Good morning.
Good radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Saints. This is December 7th, 2021. And I thank everybody that, you know, came, and for the ones that, you know, not able to come, I thank God for them too. So I'm going to start off this morning by giving up a song of praise. We have come into this place to magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this place and to magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have gathered to this place to magnify the Lord and worship Him. Worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. So forget about yourself, concentrate on Him and worship Him. So forget about yourself, concentrate on Him and worship Him. So forget about yourself, concentrate on Him and worship Him. Jesus Christ, my Lord, let us lift up holy hands and magnify His name and worship Him. Let us lift up holy hands and magnify His name and worship Him. Let us lift up holy hands and magnify His name and worship Him. Jesus Christ the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this song this morning in Jesus' name. I thank you right now, God, this morning, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus and who you are, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless your holy name, hallelujah. Bless your name, Elohim. I thank you, my Creator. I thank you right now, God, El Shaddai, the God Almighty of blessings. We thank you this morning right now, God, Ananiah, our Lord and our Master. Hallelujah. You're the completely self-existing one, always present, revealed in Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I thank you, Jehovah Jireh, the one who sees our needs and provides for them. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, and the one who makes a bitter experience sweet. You sent your word and you healed us in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Jehovah Imkadesh, the Lord, our sanctifier. You have set us apart for yourself, Lord God. Holy is your name. I thank you, Jehovah Nisi. You are our victory, our banner, and our standard. Your banner over us is love. Hallelujah. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, your spirit shall lift up a standard against him in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Jehovah Shalom. We bless your name because you are our peace, the peace which transcends all understanding. Hallelujah. It garrisons and mount God over our heart in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name. I thank you, Jehovah Sidkenu, our righteousness. Thank you for becoming sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Jehovah Rohi. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want for any good or beneficial thing. Holy, hallowed be thy name. Thank you, Jehovah Shammah, the one who will never leave us or forsake us. You always are there. Hallelujah. And we take comfort and we are encouraged and confidently and boldly say that, Lord, you are our helper. In the name of Jesus, We worship and adore you, El Elyon, the Most High God. You are the possessor of the heavens and the earth. You are the everlasting God. Thank you. Thank you for being the great God. Thank you for being the living God. Thank you for being the merciful God. Thank you for being the merciful God, the faithful God. Thank you for being the mighty God. You are truth, justice, righteousness, and perfection. Holy is thy name. Father, you have exalted above all else your name and your word, and you have magnified your word above all names. The word was made flesh, and it dwelt among us, Father. Hallowed be thy name, and we thank you, Father, in your Son Jesus' name. We honor you, Father, this morning, and Lord, we bind and rebuke every jinx, every hex, every vex, every curse erected by the enemy, every witchcraft, warlock spirit, spirit of hindrance, spirit of distraction, familiar spirit. We bind it up in the name of Jesus and cast it back to the pit of hell from which it came. In the name of Jesus, we bind fear, unbelief, and doubt. We bind Beelzebub, the spirit, hallelujah, of the north, the south, the east, the west, over the airways, the highways, the byways. Father, in the name of Jesus, and any demonic influence that tries to come and stop this ministry from going forth today, in the name of Jesus, we return every foul, every evil thing back to the pit of hell from which it came today, in the name of Jesus. And we lose love and we lose peace. Hallelujah. Joy and strength in the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for a mind, sound mind. Hallelujah. Sound counsel. Hallelujah. Healthy relationship, Father. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. In the name of Jesus, and so much more, Lord God, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you have done enough that you don't need to do anything else for us, Father. Hallelujah. When you died on the cross at Calvary, that sealed everything that we can ever think of, everything that we don't even know that's to come, that doesn't have a name to it. Lord, we thank you for that you did everything that needed to be done. And everything that we have on the inside, everything that we need is on the inside of us, is your presence, hallelujah, of the Holy Spirit that resides within us. This morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, for this is the day that you have made, and so we're going to rejoice and be glad in this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. Our life is unmanageable without you. We can do nothing without you, Lord God. We need you, God. And we need your Holy Spirit, which is our comforter, to come and lead and guide us into all truth. Guide us by the skillfulness of your hands and order our steps today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for a teachable spirit this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for turning hearts of stone into hearts of flesh, Father. Thank you, Lord God, in all things. No, in everything, we give thanks. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we honor you and we praise you for the victory in Jesus' name. So, saints, I'll be coming this morning from the King James Version of the Life Application Study Bible. And I'll be coming from 1 Thessalonians 5. It was 16 through the 18th chapter, verse. And I read the whole verse. I just went back up and I read the whole verse because it is vital for us. And so I hope you got your pens and you're ready, because I'm going to give you just a few scriptures. But this is coming from Paul to all believers everywhere, the church, God's church. So I'm starting at the first verse, and it's a short verse. It's just a short chapter. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, and this is be prepared, no one knows when the Lord will return, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then suddenly destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as ye do also do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them that labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. And be at peace among yourselves. Now, we exhort you, brothers, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And I went down to my study part of the Bible, which breaks it down even more for me. I'm going to start reading efforts to determine the date of Christ's return are foolish, but be minded, but don't be misled by anyone who claims to know. We are told here that no one knows, and that even believers will be surprised. The Lord will return suddenly and unexpectedly, warns Paul. So be ready. Because no one knows when Jesus will come back to earth, we should be ready at all times. Suppose he was to return today, how would we find ourselves living? Are we ready to meet him? Live each day prepared to welcome him. The day of the Lord is a future time when God will intervene directly and dramatically in world affairs, predicted and discussed often in the Old Testament. And I want to give you Isaiah 1, 13, 6 to 12, Joel 2, 28 to 32, Zephaniah 1, 14 to 18. The day of the Lord will include both punishment and blessing. Christ will judge sin and set up his eternal kingdom. As you near the end of a long race, your legs ache, your throats burn, and your whole body cries out for you to stop. This is when friends and fans are most valuable. Their encouragement helps you push through the pain to the finish line. In the same way, Christians are to encourage one another. A word of encouragement offered at the right moment. And I repeat this. A word of encouragement offered at the right moment can be the difference between finishing well and collapsing along the way. Look around you. Be sensitive to others' needs for encouragement and offer supportive words or actions. Them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord. Think of your pastors and other church leaders. How can you honor them? Express your appreciation. Tell them how you have been helped by their leadership and teaching, and thank them for their ministry in your life. If you say nothing, how will they know where you stand? Remember, they need and deserve our support and love. Unruly could be translated idle or lazy. Don't loaf around with the lazy, warn them. Don't yell at the frightened or weakened. Comfort them. At times, it's difficult to distinguish between laziness and fear. Two people may be doing nothing, one because he is lazy and the other out of fear of doing something wrong. The key to ministry is sensitivity, sensing the condition of each person and offering the appropriate remedy for each situation. You can't effectively help until you know the problem. You can't apply the medicine until you know where the wound is. Our joy, prayers, and thankfulness to God should not fluctuate with our circumstances or feelings. Obeying these three commands, rejoice, keep on praying, and giving thanks, often goes against our natural inclinations. When we make a conscious decision to do what God says, however, we will begin to see people in a new perspective. When we do God's will, we will find it easier to be joyful and thankful. We cannot spend all of our time on our knees, but it is possible to have a prayerful attitude at all times. This attitude is built upon acknowledging our dependence on God, realizing his presence within us, and determining to obey him fully. We then find it natural to pray frequent, spontaneous, short prayers. A prayerful attitude is not a substitute for regular times of prayer, but should be an outgrowth of those times. Paul was not teaching that we should thank God for everything, but in everything to give thanks. Evil does not come from God, so we should not thank him for evil. But when evil strikes, we can still be thankful for God's presence and for the good he will accomplish through the distress. And I thank God for the reading of his word in the name of Jesus. And I pray in the name of Jesus that it was helpful to the, you know, to the hearers that listen to it in the name of Jesus. So I thank God, hallelujah, for his grace and his mercy in the name of Jesus. I thank God for, hallelujah, my family, Eddie, Michelle, Ebony, Colin, Cameron, hallelujah, my life, hallelujah, Tanya, Felicia, hallelujah, Eddie, Mary, Lewis, and April McNeil, hallelujah, my cousins, my uncles, my aunts, my nieces, my nephews. I thank God for the victory in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for salvation, healing, and deliverance in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, God, for drawing them closer to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, whatever it takes, and I'm speaking of myself, Father, in the name of Jesus, do let your kingdom come and your will be done over our lives in the name of Jesus. And I thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. I appreciate you. I adore you, I revere thee, I extol thee in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for traveling mercies this morning. Thank you for grace. Hallelujah, Father, unmerited favor, Father. Sometimes, you know, and we don't even deserve it, Father. Thank you for doing exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said, hallelujah, ask and it shall be given unto us. Seek and we shall find. Knocking, the door shall be opened unto us, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm knocking. We're knocking, Father. Hallelujah. For the prayers, hallelujah, that are going forth, that will be going forth up today as they are spoken out in the name of Jesus in the conference. Corporate prayer. So, Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and we thank you right now, God, for life and life more abundantly. We thank you right now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Hallelujah, that we are healed, we are whole, nothing missing, nothing broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for abundant life, manifold life, a hundredfold life in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords, Lord God. We honor you and we praise you for the victory in Jesus' name. So thanks, we're going to come together in the name of Jesus and just give thanks for God right now. And then later on, we'll be taking prayer requests. in the name of Jesus. And so we're going to just come together, unmute your phones, and we come together and just start thanking God for what he's doing right now, what he's done already, what he's doing right now, and for future endeavors, future things that he will do for us. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And I know in the name of Jesus that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we honor you. We praise you for the victory in Jesus' name. We come together, Father, in the name of Jesus, in unity, Father, on one accord, Father, giving you all the glory and honor and the praises for what is and what is to come. Father, in the name of Jesus, we honor you. We appreciate you, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord,
just thank you, Lord, and praise you for allowing me to be part of
you,
Lord, and you've been a part of me, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, I'm a star. Oh, yes, 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 Lord.
I
thank you, Lord, praise you for any reference to him,
every
reference to that, Lord. Lord, I praise you for him for being a good source of the Lord. Lord, I just praise you. Thank you for the knowledge you have brought through me, for me, and take through me, for me, and for
us,
Lord, I just praise you, Lord, for you and release them, for the hindrance of my eyes, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 what you're doing in my felt life, Heavenly Father.
We thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, we thank you. Glory to your name. Lord, we just can't thank you enough, Father, in your name, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
God, Lord, Lord, what you're doing in my nieces, Lord, my nephews, Lord, Jesus, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Bobby and Robert, Lord, and Joyce and Ellen, Oscar. Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. So forget about us.
All what you're doing.
And concentrate on him and worship him.
Forget
about ourselves and concentrate on him. And
Lord, I just praise you, Lord, for being
forget about ourselves and concentrate on him and worship him.
He is recovering, Lord, over
Christ,
recovery.
Our Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. I just praise you, Lord,
for being and worship him. Lift up holy hands and magnify his name and worship him.
Yes.
Let us lift up holy hands.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And
Lord, I thank you.
I
praise you for healing
with
the pain body. Hear the pain body, Lord.
Worship
him, Lord. For my healing, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes.
Lord,
I praise you for my financial blessing.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes,
everything
we
bless your name,
Father,
Lord.
We follow
you,
Father,
in the name of Jesus.
Lord, thank you, Lord, because we can trust
you
with all our hearts. And need not in our understanding, but in all our ways, and you shall direct our paths, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You are our strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You are our Lord and our shepherd.
Oh, yes,
For the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. He makes us to lie down in green grass.
He leads us beside the still water. He restores our souls. He leads us through the path of righteousness.
Yea,
though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, for thou art with us. Thy rod and staff, they comfort us. Thou prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Thou anointest our heads with oil. Our cups run
over. I'm aware of everything you've done for me that I am not aware of.
And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
I just praise you
and
thank you for
and Lord, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Lord.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
I just thank you,
for
Lord,
thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
I just praise
in
you,
the
Lord,
name of Jesus.
For my healing.
Father, Lord,
thank
we thank everyone.
Hallelujah
for coming
and
giving God thanks for all the things that he's done, the things he's doing, the things that he's about to do in our life in the name of Jesus. And if anyone have a song on their heart that they God has put on their heart to sing, you know, you can do so at this moment in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Anyone have a song? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Come, let the Lord. For he is worthy to be praised. Come, let's magnify the Lord. For he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. May the God of my salvation be exalted. Amen. Thank you.
Anyone else have a song? Okay.
The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The love of the Lord is here. The love of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The love of the Lord is here. The love of the Lord is here. I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm going to get my blessing right now. I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm going to get my blessing right now. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, brothers, my brother and my sister, for those songs. And so right now we're going to go ahead on and anyone has you can, you know, say your prayer request now, and if there's something that we that you wanted to, there's anybody that has a prayer request, you know, you can at this time you can give your prayer request, and if you wanted to pray.
Good morning, this is Sister Marie. I have
good morning, Sister Barry.
Good morning. One of them is for Kanar and his mother. Kanar had been taking care of his mom and working too, and one of the sisters had been stepped out, and he's going through a lot of mental issues or a lot of pressure, and where he got to put her in a nursing sister nursing home, somebody to help with her. So he wants me to pray for him for strength and for, you know, a stable mind, you know, peace of mind and family for them, because the family is going through chaos and healing for her. So she can't really dress herself. She can't really dress herself and everything. And also, we'll pray for Harold. He got a doctor's appointment today, this morning, and pray that every word come out that need to be need to be said about his situation, and that doctor be attentive to what's going on with him. Thank you, and good morning, everyone.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Linda. I'm still in the hospital, and I'm asking for prayer.
Yeah.
Somebody is moving around and doing some things. If you could please mute your line, hear the line better. If you could just please mute your line if you're not talking, that would be so lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sister Linda.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, well, my name is Sister Linda Davies, and I'm asking prayer. Still in the hospital, I'm asking for prayer.
Yes,
amen.
Thank you, Sister Linda. We got you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Yeah, I have a sister, Benita, taking a test for her license. So we just pray that she will pass it today, and that once she gets her license, she'll be able to travel back down to Atlanta. She had to go to Indianapolis to sit for the test. So we pray that that works for her. Also, I want to pray for Roy for deliverance from alcohol and cigarettes, and also my brother Roderick. Mental condition to get better, and that he will not have a craving for drugs and alcohol. So just pray for him that he will have asked Jesus into his life. Amen.
Amen. Anybody
good
else?
Good morning. This is Yvonne. I just ask for prayer for my family.
Thank you, Sister Yvonne. Anyone else? Well, this is Sister Gladys.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Sister Gladys.
Sorry, I was talking with my line muted. I am asking prayer for my family back home in Zimbabwe, just to continue praying for their protection and their provision. Amen. And I'm glad to be here listening in agreement.
Thank you, Sister Stolastica. This is Sister Gladys again. Thank God for deliverance for my daughter and her husband of alcoholism and drugs, from my grandchild. And just thanking God for that, the victory in Jesus' name, and my continued strength. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning, this is Michelle. I just want to thank God for God, and I hear y'all prayer requests, and I'm just one that believes that the prayers has been answered already. All we have to do is just thank Him and praise Him and watch it happen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister. Anyone else? Okay, no one else. No one has a song. Anyone has a song that they want to sing? I don't want to leave anybody out that has just, you know, joined. Okay, so what we will do, if nobody else have anything else they want to say, then Sister Darlene, do you want to pray over the prayers that came forth?
Okay.
Prayer request.
Yes, I can do that. Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we are just so grateful for the opportunity just to come together, Lord. We know that in your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand pleasures forevermore. We're grateful, Lord, that you are the one and only wise God. And, Lord, even before we call, we know that you answer. You show great and mighty things, oh God, that we don't know about. And so even today, we are thanking you, Father, in advance for just a victory over God, over all things, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are the one who gives us the victory, oh God, through Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, and our King. So this morning, oh God, we're praying for Roy, that he will be delivered from alcohol and the cigarettes that are taking over his life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that he will even get his opportunity to get his teeth fixed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for that. I praise your name, oh God, because you are the one and only wise God. You're the perfect God. We thank you, Lord, for just healing and delivering and setting the captives free. Even my brother Roderick, oh God, I decree and declare, yeah, serve you, oh God. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So I pray, God, today for Roderick and even his mind, oh God, that he will have the mind of Christ, that he will have a clear conscience, oh God, towards you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I bind up every demonic spirit, oh God, that would take over his mind, oh God, and cause him to want to crave drugs and alcohol, oh God, and to not have a sound mind today, God. In the name of Jesus, make shata lashutu manedida shada delilida shita makena. My God, I pray that the healing spirit will take over his life, oh God, that he will submit to your authority, oh God. He has a mind, oh God, and that he will have the mind of Christ, oh God. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So I decree and declare a sound mind for Roderick, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and others who may be struggling with drugs and alcohol and other kinds of illicit drugs, oh God, and also prescribed drugs, oh God. Some people are addicted to those drugs too, Lord. So we pray for the peace of God to come into the lives this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I pray, God, today for Kenard, oh God, that you would touch his mind, oh God, and help him, Lord, strengthen him, oh God, as he is assisting his mother, oh God. I pray, Lord, today that you would give him peace, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I praise you. I glorify your name, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and give him the wisdom, oh God, on how to help his mom, oh God, in the future, Lord. And we do pray for her healing, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you said that I am the Lord that healeth you, God. So we thank you, Lord, for healing his mother, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We magnify your name, God. You are the God that we can call on any day, time, or moment, oh God, and we know that you hear. So we know that you're hearing these prayers, oh God, for this young man and his mother, God, in the name of Jesus. And we also pray for Harold, oh God, as he goes to his appointment, Lord, that he will have a good report, oh God, that they will make the right diagnosis, that they will see the things that need to be changed in his life, oh God, and help his body, God, and his mind, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that he would not go in the spirit of fear, but he would go, Lord, just knowing that you will be with him, oh God, and the doctors, oh God. I pray, God, today that the doctors will be alert, oh God, whoever he talks to, oh God, whatever nurses he may be in communication with, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that. And we do pray for our sister Linda, Lord, that you continue to bless her life, oh God, bless her mind, oh God, bless her body, God. Heal her, Lord, and she shall be healed, saved, Father, and she shall be saved, for thou art our praise, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, heal her back, Lord, heal her legs, oh God, her knees, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and also open up a door, Lord, that she will be able to find a good job, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray, Father, today that you give her favor, favor with God and with man, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as she goes out, oh God, she would go expecting, oh God, expecting you to open the heart of somebody, oh God, that she will speak to, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, bless and touch her finances, oh God, and help her to know that all things are possible when we believe in you, oh God, and that she can do all things through Christ who strengthens her today. And Lord, I do pray for my sister Benita, Lord, as she goes to take this test, oh God, to get her license, Lord, that she will remember the things that she needs to remember on this test, Lord, that she will not go in the spirit of fear, God, that she will go just knowing that she will be able to pass, Lord, in Jesus' name, God, because she does need her license, oh God, so she can drive legally, Lord. So I thank you, Lord, today for Benita, Lord, and as she begins to travel back down to Atlanta, I pray, Father, today for her protection in the name of Jesus, Lord, that there will be no accidents or incidences as she is coming along the road, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, whoever the driver is, oh God, I pray, God, today that the driver will be alert, God, will be ready to just take everybody, oh God, down the road safely, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, we pray for Sister Yvonne's family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, each one name by name, O God. Let there be peace, O God. Let there be joy, God. Let there be contentment, Lord. In the name of Jesus, protect those, O God, who are out and about, God. Heal each and every one, Lord. And not only Sister Yvonne, I pray for everyone who is here, O God, who has a family, O God. We all have some kind of family, God. So that goes for our Sister Gladys, O God, Sister Darlene, Apostle Horsley, our Sister Glenda, Lord, our Sister Chris, God, our Pastor Scholastica, God, Sister Mary, O God, Sister Teresa, Lord, Sister Mary, God, Sister Sheila, Lord, we pray for Sister Esther Samuel, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise your name, God, Sister Linda family, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise your holy and righteous name, O God, Sister Charlotte Samuel, God, in the name of Jesus, the other Darlene Samuel, God, in the name of Jesus, those, O God, we may not have heard their voices, O God, but those who come to the prayer line and those who are elsewhere in the world, God, all the saints of God, we just pray for our families, oh God, that you heal their minds, oh God, and help them, oh God, with any struggle that they may be having, oh God, that they will look to you, God, for the answers, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, I just get a unity within the families, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, there are some who need to forgive and forget about the past, Lord. In the name of Jesus. So I pray, God, today that the families will come together and have peace and harmony, oh God. In the name of Jesus, those who have been fighting, oh God, down through the years, Lord, I pray, God, today that they will no longer want to do that, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray a special prayer for Peggy this morning. In the name of Jesus, that you touch her mind, oh God, and help her, Lord, in all that she's doing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the support of the family, oh God, for Peggy. In the name of Jesus, my Father, oh, yes, Lord Jesus, help her to make good, sound decisions for her life, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We glorify your name, oh, God. We pray a special prayer for Pastor Scholastica's family in Zimbabwe, oh, God. We pray for their protection, oh, God. Oh, Lord, for just giving them the peace of mind, oh, God, and help them, oh, God, in all that they do, Lord. Protect them from the COVID-19 and other sicknesses and diseases that might try to creep in, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you so much, oh, God, because you are right there with them, oh, God. You would never leave them, oh, God. You would never forsake them, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for those who are not saved and all of our families, oh, God, that they will come to the knowledge of the truth, that they will ask Jesus into their hearts, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, there are many nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, children, children's children, oh, God, who may not know Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. So I pray, God, today for the healing this morning, healing of the minds, oh God, that they will come, Lord, that they will ask you, Lord, into their lives, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I praise you. My God, I pray for Yolanda, oh God, and I pray for Sierra, oh God. I pray also, Lord, for Joshua, Lord. I pray, Lord, for a special blessing upon their lives today, oh God. Give them peace of mind, Lord. And Lord, my God, I pray for that family, oh God, where the young man was just gunned down just for just some craziness, oh God. People trying to take their money, stole his car, God, and then shot him in the street, oh God. In the name of Jesus, heal the family, Lord. I know it hurts, God, and others who have lost their loved ones, oh God. I just bind up the spirit of violence today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that demon of Cain, oh God, that murdering demon. In the name of Jesus, make case. In the name of Jesus, make la. Oh, my God, let there be peace in this land, oh, God, peace in the United States of America, Lord, peace in countries around the world, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. But our cities, oh, God, our cities need you, Father. The people in our cities, oh, God, our neighbors, oh, God, some of them are just mad at each other, oh, God. Some are just evil, Lord. I pray and come against the evil spirit today, oh, God, and loose the spirit of love, Lord. Loose the spirit of repentance this morning, oh, God. My God, my God. I pray for these gangs, oh, God, that they will have Jesus come into their lives, oh, God. Let the leaders of the gangs, oh, God, turn to Jesus Christ, oh, God, so that their followers will follow them to Jesus Christ, oh, God. Do a miracle this morning, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord, my Lord. Lord, those teenagers who have guns in their hands right now have ill intent, Lord. I pray, God, today that you would touch their minds, oh, God, and that they will follow you, God, that they will follow the wooing of your spirit this morning, oh God, and throw those guns away, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and stop killing one another in the street, oh God. Stop shooting one another, even families, oh God, shooting people in families shooting up families, oh, God, and killing each other, God. Oh, my Father, I pray, God, today that the stresses that people are experiencing, oh, God, many people are stressed out, oh, God, and some of them are even on the verge of committing suicide. Oh, my Father, I decree this morning that they shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let the peace of God come in this nation and in our, even in our government, oh, God. There is so much turmoil in our government. Our government, they act like little kids, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. They have their own agenda, Lord, not thinking about who they're there to represent, oh, God, the people of this country, God. I pray for the people of our nation, oh, God, the leaders, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, starting with the president, the vice president, oh, God, the House of Representatives, oh, God, our Congress, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let your people come together, Lord, and do what is right, God, to help our nation, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. My Father, I pray for the governors, oh, God, across this land, oh, God. I pray for the mayors across this land, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, anybody in a leadership capacity in our government, Lord, I pray, Lord, today that they will make good, sound decisions for the people that they are representing today, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray against the bickering spirit, the selfish spirit, the prideful spirit, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And let justice prevail in this land, oh, God. Let justice continue to prevail, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Meke la shita la shata manina na 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 ko shani. Eke la shata la lilidemo suda. Mere la 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 shata. Eke la suma la gana sana kutu la 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 shata. Oh, my God, we need you today, oh, God. We need you every day, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, so that we will not continue to see the things, oh, God, that are happening that do not have to happen in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for those who are on the streets today, oh, God, those who are out there homeless, oh, God. Many have made a decision not to come into society and do the things that will be helpful to them, oh, God. Mothers have their children out there, oh, God, out there on the street in the cold, oh, God. I pray for their protection. I pray for their minds, oh, God, that they will have a mind of to come to Jesus Christ, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Lord, there are multitudes in the valley of decision. I pray, Lord, that they will make a decision for Jesus Christ, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. The prostitute, oh, God, even the pimp, Lord, draw them, oh, God, that they will come after you, God, that they will seek your face, oh, God, that they will look to you, oh, God, for the answers, that they will trust you, Father, that they will lean on you, oh, God, that they will ask you, oh, God, to forgive them, oh, God, of the sin that they're in, Lord, so that they, too, can prepare for eternity, oh, God. And we do know, Father, as our sister spoke this morning, that you're soon to come, God. We know, Father, today we must be ready, oh, God. So help us all to stay ready, oh, God. Help us not to be like those five foolish bridesmaids who are out trying to get some oil, oh, God. Help us to have the oil in our lamps forever, God, until you call us away from this earth realm, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, we praise you, God, today because you are the mighty one, oh, God, who can help us, Lord. You sent the Holy Ghost, oh, God. So we thank you, Lord, for that Holy Spirit, oh, God, that will help us each and every day, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you, God. We magnify your name forevermore, oh, God. We rejoice in you, oh, God. We know that Jesus did die for us, oh, God, and because of his death, burial, and resurrection, oh, God, we have the victory, oh, God. So, Lord, as we're going to the place this month, oh, God, many are supposed to be celebrating Jesus, but they're celebrating themselves, God. So I pray, God, today that some people out there, oh, God, will realize and recognize the reason for the season is Jesus Christ and his birth, oh, God. So we pray, God, today that many people will come and receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. And, Lord, those who recently came into the kingdom, those who received Jesus even on Sunday, oh, God, we pray, God, today for their stability, oh, God, that they will stand firm in your word, oh, God, that they will get the teaching that they need, oh, God, that they will not become wayward, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise God. And so we're right here. Actually, we're near the top of the hour. And I just want to thank everyone who came today. And thank you, Sister Gladys, for just sharing the word this morning and the songs that were sung today and just encouraging us to be ready because we know that at some point we're going to leave this earth individually or collectively. And we know when that trumpet sounds, we won't have time to get ready. It would be in the twinkling of an eye. Jesus would be back for his church without a spot or a wrinkle. So I cover each and every prayer. I fill it with the blood of Jesus. Every prayer that has gone up this morning, all the praises that have gone up, we know that we praise God and he's in the midst of the praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I decree for every brother and sister that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us is rejected and it shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender and we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I thank God today for the angels. Hallelujah. He has angels out there that protect us. As we go from one place to the next, there are angels who even speak to us. There are angels that will just protect us and give us a word from the Lord. So, you know, listen for the voice of God through his angels and through his word and through everything that he's provided for us. I decree this morning that we are have been given the power to get wealth. So I pray and bless every business this morning through the word of God that the Lord is blessing us to flourish more and more. Beyond what we could ask or think, there are those who will receive millions of dollars, some hundreds of thousands of dollars, some thousands of dollars, and some hundreds of dollars. According to our faith, it shall be done unto us. I decree this morning that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed by the word of God. I decree this morning that we are the seed of Abraham and his blessings are ours. I decree this morning that the devil is under our feet and we resist him and he shall flee. I decree that we are victorious through Jesus Christ and every financial mountain in our life is removed in the name of Jesus. I decree that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So we are pulling down strongholds through the word of God. I decree this morning that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. We overcome all because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And I decree this morning that we are blessed and highly favored by God and by man. So let us continue to rejoice in the Lord. And I thank God for everyone who has sowed a seed into the ministry and or my life and those who have sent finances and I need to send to our Pastor Scholastica for the covers for the people there in Zimbabwe. So I thank you for sending money for that and supporting the calls that God has placed on Pastor Scholastica's heart. And I decree this morning that your seed shall increase some 30, some 60, and some 40-fold. I mean, 100-fold. Yeah, and I believe that God will bless many of us to receive that 1,000-fold blessing as spoken of in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. That the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times many more than what you are and bless you as he has promised you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Keep that in mind and speak the word over your life. I pray today that the Lord will continue to make our feet like hind feet and he will help us to walk upon the high places. So as we go, remember, we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I love each and every one of you and I thank you for loving me back and loving one another and helping one another. And we realize that iron sharpens iron. So let us keep the faith and know that God is doing great things and it's marvelous in our eyes. Once again, I love you. Go in peace and we look forward to seeing and hearing you on tomorrow. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.